We're back here on News Radio KMAN on In Focus. We're talking with Victor Czarnecki. He's a veteran himself, and talking about the Marshall Islands cleanup project here, the atomic cleanup project. And it's a very important topic here because there was a lot of folks who had to go down there and do this cleanup effort down there. And the effects of it all these years later and not being able to get the benefits that you should be able to get as a veteran, the VA benefits, has to be pretty it's pretty awful. I mean, to be lied to.
Yes. I mean, like I was telling you on the break, we had the guys, our project started in 77, went through 1980.
Right.
Well, some of the guys were trying to go through St. Louis to get their 201 files, which is our personnel files. Well, they were told, we don't have your files because they were burned up in the fire. Well, unfortunately, the fire was in 72, somewhere around 73 to 74. How's my records burned up in a fire that 3 years before I even went to the islands, and before I even joined the military in some cases. Some of these kids that, and I'm saying kids because that's what we were.
Right.
The government, the contractor that did the project initially, they wanted $40 million to do the project. Well, Congress says, no, we're not going to give you 40. We'll give you 20 to do the project. But here's what someone come up with the idea. Well, we've got all these engineers, Army engineers, that have the equipment knowledge. I mean, we're talking batch plant, you know, crane operators, bucket loader operators. In the Navy, we got boat operators. Air Force, we got whatever, you know, MOS they might have needed. I was told that we even had a soldier that came from Germany to come out to that project. And we've got 50 different units that we've had guys come from Alaska, just about every state, every installation here in the United States had sent somebody there. Majority of the project headquarters was in Hawaii at Schofield Barracks. The guys were told, you're going to volunteer, okay. But then there was the other side that the guy was kind of getting ready to ETS maybe within a year and got maybe a little trouble. Well, he kind of got voluntold, you're going to the Marshall Islands. Well, that's how this project went. You know, none of us were trained in nuclear waste or any type of cleanup. You're talking 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. I was 28 years old at the time. I happened to have been school trained through the Army, crane operator. I went to the Marshall Islands. My first week was up on Lojoa. I went over to the next island I had where we were stationed. And I showed you the little map there where showed you all the detonations. Well, that was going from, say, here to Walmart, which was where some majority of those detonations went, okay? You're looking at, like, less than 3 miles distance.
That's pretty close exposure.
Okay. The thing of it is, I went there. They gave me this little air box that was supposed to help keep the dust go out, you know, keep me from breathing the dust. Well, the fact is, you're looking at temperatures from anywhere from 100 to 130 degrees in the daytime. Mm-hmm. We're on the equator, okay? My first week there, that's how they kind of got me used to the climate, was giving me this job as an NCO to back trucks down the pier, put them on the boat, they would carry it over to the Gurnet, where they process the material. Now, to get to that point, the dome itself was a crater. The initial project was supposed to have a liner placed in the bottom of this crater. Okay, that's like putting a plastic bag over a sponge, right? Well, they didn't put the plastic bag in there because they figured it was time consuming and it cost more money. So what we did, the soils that we scraped off of these islands, okay, we put on trucks, put them on these flat bottom boats, LCUs, LCMs. They drove to the island. They drove off. They piled it up. Went back for their second or third trip for that particular day. We in turn on Runit would mix this into a cement slurry, okay, and we have pictures of a guy sitting out there on a little 12-ton crane, a little barge, and he's pouring the slurry down into the bottom of the crater. Well, we also put hard materials such as metals, even containers of plutonium and stuff like that, in this crater. They were supposed to. It was only supposed to be something like a 30 to 40 year lifespan of this dome, okay? The dome itself is made out of contaminated coral from the islands, and if you see my picture here, I can point out exactly where it came from. They took this coral and made a cement slab. There's no reinforcement in it because the reinforcement would, because we use salt water to mix the cement, they didn't want to put rebar in it, and they didn't want to go buy something special to put in it to hold it together. So the pictures that you see of these guys, they're out there laying the stuff out. But the problem is the sea levels are coming up. So the water, every high tide, the water kind of seeps right through this coral, this hole,
yeah,
and goes right back out at low tide. Well, mm-hmm. as it's going this, it's rotating, you know, It's taking away products out of that hole. One of these days, somebody will walk out there and the dome will be sitting down in the hole.
That would be compromised.
Because the bottom has been either washed out or it's deteriorated to where the materials have already left the crypt.
I'm running a little short on time here. I want to real quick before we break here for the program. If folks are hearing this, and they, you know, obviously you want to get the word out, more people.
Okay, this is my main point. I want the story to get out, but I also want people to call the congressman. I've talked to three of them face to face a year or two ago out in Junction City. Told them, explained to them what our project was about. They said, yes, we'll support you. Well, we'd send them the information. Well, they would never co-sign on to the bills that we were doing because, I'm going to say this right now, I'm going to be real polite. It didn't get them on TV, so they didn't work, they didn't care about it. In 500 guys don't bring you a news story. Well, guess what? It's going to get nasty here real quick because we're going to start pushing my other brothers, and we identify as brothers. We're going to start pushing to radio stations in other states. I've probably got brothers in every state of the union, and if we get these larger stations to do our story, and we can pinpoint the guys that are, I'll put it this way, the ones that don't that want to be on TV. They support the veterans, but they don't support us. Well, we're going to make them well known that we're veterans. I'm a combat veteran, all right? And I've told them that, and they still don't support us. I just now got back to contacting them again with the newer generation of senators and stuff.
Well, Victor Czarnecki, again, has been our guest here. First of all, thank you for your service. Keep fighting the good fight, and hopefully make some progress on this for you.
One thing, the bills that we're fighting are H.R. 1377, and call any other congressman. I don't care if he's not even in our district. Call them and bend their ear, tie their phones up, email them. I don't care. But we're veterans, and we deserve the benefits that we fought for. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That'll do it here for In Focus, Dave.
All right, Brandon. Thank you much. Fascinating show. Moving up on 10 a.m., Blueville's Horticulture Hints featuring Derek will be coming up next hour, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show with special guest host Mark Stein. Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. We got Manhattan High JC football tonight.